Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today, this is the second Billy Joel reference I'm going to make in a few different podcasts here. But today I want to talk about my second favorite Billy Joel song. Let me know what Billy Joel song is my favorite. You guess, right? If you know Billy Joel, send me a message. Let me know what you think is my favorite song. But this is my second favorite Billy Joel song. And it's called Summer in Highland Falls. Or it's called Summer, Highland Falls, I believe. And it's basically about a breakup. Oh, before I get into this, I have a review. So I've been trying to read these reviews. Sorry, I'm catching back up on them. So if you send me or if you rate or review if you rate it, I can just say 5 stars. If you review the show on probably Apple Podcasts is the best way. There's a link in the show notes to that. I will read it here. So let's take a look. I'm assuming it's a good review. I'm not going to read a bad review. That would be funny though. Fortunately, I haven't got any bad reviews. Thank you so much. Let's get to it. This is from Terry Lee Hammonds from Apple Podcasts. Not just how, but also why. 5 stars. I have been an avid watcher of Daniel's videos on Adorama for a while. I really click with his personality, demeanor, and style, which definitely carries over into the podcast. As with his videos, it's as much or more about why than the how. Most of the ideas or concepts discussed in the podcast relate to any type of creative endeavor, not just photography. So whether you're a photographer, musician, content creator, or anything in between, I would definitely recommend giving this a listen. Thanks, Dan. Well, thank you, Terry. Yeah, that was the original focus. This is one reason why I call it A Voice for Creators. I feel like a lot of the audience are photographers, although let me know if that's not true. But I think this is the things that we talk about, the types of creation that we do. And one of the reasons why I originally came up with this, just as a side note, is because I was talking to other people, musicians and actors especially, and I realized we all have a similar vocabulary. We all are doing the same thing. And I realized that a very specific photography podcast would be cool, but one that's more in general would be even cooler, at least I thought. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. And if you want to leave a review, I would appreciate it. Anyways, let's get to the song. So this song is about a breakup, effectively. It's the realization that a relationship is not working. But that's not necessarily what I want to talk about here. There's just a very, there's a repeated line in it, I guess it's in the chorus, where they talk about how it's either sadness or euphoria. And I think that, well, at least for me, I know that. And I think that for many artists, this is a really interesting way to think about our creative life. It may not go that far up and down, but we are constantly in these ups and downs. And it's something that anybody who actually works for themselves experiences this too. When you have a job, generally speaking, I mean, again, huge generalization here. When I worked as the creative director, so I actually had a job, a paying salary job for Adorama for several years, I kind of knew what I was getting into every day, right? Every day was, I don't want to say it was the same, but it was, this was what I did, and this is how I did it, and this is what I got paid. And you create this kind of a level, right? Assuming that you're happy in your work and that you're, you know, not having issues, it creates this kind of smooth travel. Whereas when you are a freelancer or if you're an artist, you often are spiking. You have this creativity or you have this job or you have this excitement because something's published or whatever. You meet somebody new, you get excited, you get a new piece of gear, and then you have these drops where it's like, oh, there's no business. Oh, people aren't liking my work. I'm not getting likes on this video if you do that kind of stuff. And it's constantly up and down. In fact, if you are somewhere in the middle, you're probably not pushing hard enough, right? Because I think that we want that. We want this up and down. It can be stressful, but it's what drives us, right? It's like a roller coaster. We're trying to get up that hill. We're trying, and then we get there, and it's like, yeah, and then we come down hard. And hopefully with enough momentum that we can shoot back up, though. That's the goal, right? If you go down and you don't come back up, that is a problem. We try not to have that happen. We try to set ourselves up in a way that when we drop, we're going to come back up. We do this great job. You know, I come off after doing one of these Adorama videos, since that was mentioned, and I try to give everything I can for that hour. Although Seth says I don't yell enough, but you know, when I stop, I drop, right? It's super exciting while I'm doing it. I'm super happy to be teaching people, to interacting with you all. The same thing on a regular photo shoot. I got a model in front of me. We're shooting. They leave. And then I sit on my couch and I think, whew, right? You're mentally and emotionally and exhausted, basically. And that is a great feeling when we push ourselves. And this is what we want to strive for in our creativity, I think. Not, I'm kind of doing the thing, but I'm doing the thing. I'm getting into it. I'm fully investing myself in this moment. When I am shooting, that's what I'm doing. I'm not worried about anything else in the world when I'm creating. And when I'm not shooting, I'm worried about everything, right? So this is kind of the sadness and the euphoria. I just think it's really interesting how we have these ups and downs. And I think it's been normal for me. I've talked to a lot of creators. They feel this way. So this is one I'd love to get some feedback. So again, check the show notes. So you can send me a message using Spotify. Join the Discord if you're a Discord person. You can leave a message, comment on the YouTube video, obviously, as well. These are all on YouTube now. If people are listening on the on a podcatcher, I would actually like to know too, and maybe you can answer this, whether or not you care about the video part of this, because I record a video with all of these, because when I first started doing this, Nanorama was the sponsor. They wanted to have video content. So I do record myself talking, but I am just literally talking at the camera. So I could record the podcast with no video, but let me know. I'd be curious what people think about that. As we move forward through this, I would love to know if you are on the roller coaster and if you love it like I do, let me know. Also, check the show notes for a link to all the different things I talk about in the podcast, the book that I wrote, the Discord server, did I mention that already? The Patreon, and also several other things that I've talked about in the past are all down there. So let me know what you guys think. I'll talk to you soon.